Father, thou who art the God of grace and of glory, we pray that we may not fail man nor thee as we bow in the stillness of this hour. We come with thanksgiving and gratitude in our hearts to thee. We come with praise to thy name. As we catch a vision of thee, our Father, we realize that we fall far short of thy glory. We pray that we may seek to rise above our failures and upon our misuse of opportunities, talents, and energy day by day, that we may seek to serve thee more faithfully. We pray, Father, for those around the world who proclaim the message of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray in this hour in a special way for our world leaders. We realize in some measure the burden of responsibility that lies upon their shoulders. We pray, Father, that our leaders may have wisdom, that they may seek to be peacemakers and not just peaceful in this generation. We pray, O Father, that as we are in the midst of this fellowship of learning, that we may seek to take advantage of the opportunities ahead of us, not only in the classroom, but in our communities, in our churches, and in our homes. As we pause in this moment of worship, we pray that we may respond and may rededicate our lives to thee and to thy upward call. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our reading from God's Word this morning is Psalm 1, the music by Bone and Fenton.
Sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
that was preached at the ordination of Judas Maccabeus. The music by Handel.
I feel the deity within, who the bright cherubim between his radiant glorious displayed. To Israel's distressful prayer he hath vouchsafed a gracious ear, and points out Maccabeus to their aid. Judas shall set the captive free and lead us on to victory. Arm ye brave, arm ye brave, a noble cause, the cause of heaven your zeal demands, a noble cause, the cause of heaven your zeal demands, a noble cause, the cause of heaven your seal demands. Arm ye brave. Arm ye brave, a noble cause. Arm ye brave. Arm ye brave, a noble cause. The cause of him your zeal demands, a noble cause. Arm ye brave, a noble cause. The cause of him your zeal demands, your zeal. The cause of him your zeal demands. In defense of your nation, religion and laws, the Almighty Jehovah will strengthen your hands. In defense of your nation, religion and laws, the Almighty Jehovah will strengthen. The Almighty Jehovah will arm ye brave, a noble cause, the cause of him your zeal demands, a noble cause. Arm ye brave, arm ye brave, the cause of him your zeal demands.
The men's choir will sing a lighter number, I Shall Not Pass This Way Again.
To those who can love.
Following the usual order of service at this point, we would have an invitation, and that's precisely what I want to give. The men's choir and the mixed choir will still receive members this Tuesday, and we'll be happy to see any of you, and you can take that message to your wife. Now, I found this summer a very exciting new setting of the 23rd Psalm by one of our foremost symphonic composers, Paul Creston, and I'd like to do that for you at this time.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah. The shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
It's been my custom in these 4 years to conclude my program each year with a spiritual, and I would like to do that this year.
An angel descended and said, "Behold, God's children wander afar from the fold. People unlocken their hearts uptight. His family in an awful plight." There's some that's walking a narrow path. Day's getting ready for his vows of wrath. Stopping to worship the Lord on their way. They'll be with him come judgment day. Sorry come judgment day. The devil is loosed with a fearful power. He's raining down death in a flaming shower. From skies that once were blue and clear, now, instead of freedom, folks live in fear. Sadly, the angel looked on this world, while smoke from cannon about his feet curled, crying, "O Lord, speak and show them the way, so they'll be ready come judgment day." So they'll be ready come judgment day.
Let us have a silent benediction, at the conclusion of which the men's choir will sing an amen, and you are invited to stay and hear the organ postlude not only today, but any day you care to. Let us pray.